This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of June 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this study is the basis of your going into your future elevated clan. Only through this study can you change from beggars to princes. Question. In which two ways can you receive a golden spoon in the mouth? Answer. One is by giving donations and performing charity on the path of devotion. The other is by studying this knowledge. When you donate something or perform charity on the path of devotion, you take birth to a king or a wealthy person. However, that aspect is limited. By studying this knowledge, you receive a golden spoon in the mouth. This aspect is unlimited. You cannot receive a kingdom on the path of devotion by studying. Here, the better someone studies, the higher status he claims. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest, long-lost and now-found children. This is called spiritual knowledge. The father comes and tells you, children of Bharat, to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the father. The Father has especially given you this order. Therefore, you should listen to him. The Srimat of the Highest on High Father is very famous. You children know that only Shiv Baba is called Sri Sri. He also makes us Sri Sri. Sri means elevated. You children now know that it was the Father who made them, that is Lakshmi and Narayan, become like that. We are now studying for the new world. The new world is called heaven, the land of immortality. Many names are used to praise it. People speak of heaven and hell. They say that so-and-so became a resident of heaven, which means that he must have been a resident of hell. People have no basic understanding of what heaven is, or what hell is, of what the new world is, or what the old world is. They understand nothing of that at all. There is so much external splendor. Amongst you children too, only a few understand that it is definitely the Father who is teaching you. You have come here to become Lakshmi or Narayan. We will change from beggars to princes. First, we will go and become princes. This is a study. When you are studying to become an engineer or barrister, etc., it remains in your intellects that you will later have a home built and that you will do this and that. Everyone is aware of their duties. You children will go and take birth in elevated families through this study. The more you study, the more elevated the family that you will take birth in. You will take birth to a king and then rule a kingdom. It is remembered, a golden spoon in the mouth. Firstly, you receive a golden spoon in the mouth by studying this knowledge. Secondly, when you donate a great deal and perform a lot of charity, you take birth to a king. However, that aspect is limited. The aspect here is unlimited. Understand everything very clearly. If you can't understand anything, you can ask about it. Note down what you have to ask Baba. The main thing is to remember the Father. If you have any doubts, he puts it right. You children know that by donating and performing charity on the path of devotion, you take birth to a wealthy person. When someone does something bad, he takes birth accordingly. Some who come to Baba have such karmic bondages, don't even ask. All of those karmic bondages come from the past. Some kings have very severe karmic bondages. Lakshmi and Narayan have no bondage at all. There, creation takes place through the power of yoga. Since we are able to claim the kingdom of the world with the power of yoga, can babies not be born in the same way? They have a vision in advance. That is a common thing there. Bands play with a lot of happiness. An elderly person changes into a child. Why a child is given greater respect than a Mahatma, a great soul, is because Mahatmas grow old whilst passing through all the stages of life. They know all about vice, whereas little children don't know anything about that. This is why they are considered to be greater than Mahatmas. There, in the Golden Age, all are Mahatmas. Even Sri Krishna is said to be a great soul. He is a real Mahatma. Only in the Golden Age are there great souls. There cannot be anyone like them here. You children should experience a lot of happiness inside, because you are now going to take birth in that new world. This old world is to be destroyed. When a house becomes old, you become happy knowing that you are moving into a new one. Such beautiful houses of marble, etc., are built. The Jains have a lot of money. They consider themselves to be of a very high clan. In fact, there are no high clans here. When looking for a marriage partner, they look for a high clan. There is no question of clans, etc. There is just the deity clan and no other clans. For this you practice at the confluence age. We are all souls, children of the one Father. Firstly, there is the soul, and then there is the body. Everyone in the world is body conscious. You have now become soul conscious. Whilst living at home with your families, you have to make your stage powerful. Baba has so many children and such a big household. He must have so many concerns. This one too has to make effort. I am not a sannyasi. The Father has entered this one. There are the images of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, and Brahma is the most elevated of them. So if you put him aside, who else would the Father enter? Brahma is not newly born. You can see how he is adopted and how you become Brahmins. Only you know these things. What would others know? They say, once he was a jeweler, and now you call him Brahma. Do such people understand how so many Brahmins have been created? You have to explain each aspect very clearly. All of these things are very deep matters. This Brahma is corporeal, fiat, and that one in the subtle region is subtle, aviat. This Brahma becomes pure, and then becomes that aviat one. This one says, I am not pure at this time. I am becoming as pure as that one. Prajapita, father of the people, has to exist here. Where else would he come from? The father himself explains, I enter an impure body. Surely this one would be called Prajapita. The one in the subtle region would not be called that. What would people do there? This one becomes pure independently. Just as this one makes effort, so you too have to make your own independent efforts and become pure. You are becoming the masters of the world. Heaven and hell are totally separate. Everything is now divided into pieces. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago when it was your kingdom. However, those people speak of hundreds of thousands of years. Only those who understood these things a cycle ago will understand them now. You see all types of people, Muslims, Parsis, etc., coming here. They may be Muslims, but they would then give this knowledge to Hindus. It is a wonder. For instance, someone who belongs to the Sikh religion teaches Raj Yoga. Those who have been converted will then be transferred back into the deity clan. A sapling is being planted. Christians and Parsis come to you. Buddhists will also come. You children know that when the time comes close, your name will be glorified everywhere. Many will come to you through just one lecture. They will all be reminded that this is their true religion. Those who belong to our religion will definitely come here. It is not a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. The father sits here and explains, yesterday you belonged to the deity clan. You are now claiming your inheritance from the Father in order to become deities once again. You are the true Pandavs. Pandavs are guides. Those guides are physical. You Brahmins are spiritual guides. You are now studying with the Unlimited Father. You should have such great intoxication about this. We are going to the Father, from whom we receive our unlimited inheritance. That Father is also our teacher. There is no need for tables and chairs, etc. here. All the notes you write are only for your own efforts. In fact, all of this is a matter of understanding. Shiv Baba does not write with a pen, etc. He picks up a pencil to write to you. You then understand that the letter in red writing has come to you from Shiv Baba. The father writes, spiritual children. You children also understand that it is from your spiritual father. He is the highest on high. You have to follow his directions. The father says, lust is your greatest enemy. It causes sorrow from the time it starts, through the middle to the end. Do not be influenced by that evil spirit. Become pure. People call out, O purifier. You children receive great strength in order to rule so that no one can conquer you. you become so happy. Therefore, you should pay a great deal of attention to this study. We are receiving our kingdom. You know what you are changing into from what you were. The versions of God say, I teach you Raj Yoga and make you into the kings of kings. No one knows who God is. Souls call out, O Baba. Therefore they should know how and when he comes. Only human beings would know the beginning, middle and end of the drama and its duration. By knowing this, you become deities. This knowledge is for receiving salvation. It is now the end of the Iron Age. Everyone is in a state of degradation. In the Golden Age, there is salvation. You now know that Baba has come to grant everyone salvation. He has come to awaken everyone. This is not a graveyard, but everyone is in extreme darkness. Therefore he comes to awaken them. The children who awaken from their deep slumber experience a great deal of happiness, knowing that they are the children of Shiv Baba and that they have no worries of any kind. The Father is making us into the masters of the world, where there is no mention of crying. This is a world of crying. That is a world of cheerfulness. Look how beautiful and cheerful their faces are in the pictures. Their features cannot be depicted identically here. Your intellects can understand that their features must be something like that. You sweetest children, now remember that you are becoming the future princes of that land of immortality. This land of death, this haystack, has to be set on fire. In a civil war, they continue to kill one another without even realizing whom they are killing. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. There will be victory for you, and everyone else will be destroyed. You will be threaded in the rosary of Rudra, and then in the rosary of Vishnu. You are now making effort to return home. Devotion has spread so much. Devotion has spread like a tree with so many leaves. The seed is this knowledge. A seed is so tiny. This seed is Baba. You now know how this tree grows, how it is sustained, and how it is destroyed. This is an inverted tree of the variety of religions. Not a single person in the world knows this. You children now have to make a lot of effort to remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved. The people who recite the Gita also say Man Man Above. Renounce all bodily religions. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. However, no one understands the real meaning of that. That belongs to the path of devotion. This path is of this knowledge. A kingdom is being established. There is nothing to worry about. Those who have heard a little of this knowledge will become part of the subjects. This knowledge can never be destroyed. Those who know this accurately and make effort will claim a high status. Your intellects understand that we are going to become the princes of the new world. When students pass their examinations, they become so happy. You should experience a thousandfold greater supersensuous joy. You are becoming the masters of the whole world. You must never sulk in any situation. If you are unable to get on with your Brahmin teacher, you then sulk with the Father. Oh, connect your intellect in yoga to the Father. Remember him with a lot of love. Baba, I will continue to remember you and return home. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Don't worry about anything. Remain constantly cheerful. Remain constantly aware that you are Shiv Baba's children and that the Father has come to make you into the masters of the world. 2. In order to make your stage constant, make effort to become soul conscious. Remove all your attachment from this old home. Blessing. May you make your intellect powerful with the power of churning and become a master almighty authority. The power of churning gives nourishment to make your intellect divine. Just as people practice remembering on the path of devotion, in the same way, in this knowledge, there is the power of churning. You will become a master almighty authority by using this power. Every day at Amrit Vela, bring one of your titles into your awareness and continue to churn that. Your intellect will remain powerful with this churning. Maya cannot attack a powerful intellect. It cannot be influenced. Maya, first of all, weakens your divine intellect with an arrow of waste thoughts. The way to protect yourself from this weakness is to use the power of churning. Slogan: obedient children are worthy of receiving blessings, and the influence of those blessings keeps your heart constantly content. Aviat signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Constantly have unlimited soul conscious vision and an attitude of brotherhood in your relationships. And also have good wishes for all souls. You will definitely receive the fruit of that. Therefore, do not get tired of making effort. Do not become disheartened. Let your intellect have faith and become detached from the consciousness of mine, and you will continue to give souls the cooperation of peace and power. Om Shanti.